Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Larry Rosenthal. Batting third. The right fielder, Mule Haas. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Kennedy. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Vern Kennedy. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Billy Werber. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The right fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The third baseman, John Kroner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Markham. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Johnny Markham. And now, play ball. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Markham fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox juggles the ball. That's an error on Fox. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Markham fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber takes first base on ball four. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Werber. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Hayes applying the tag. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer takes first base on ball four. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook takes first base on ball four. Kramer moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kramer scores. Cook moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cook moves to third. Fox moves to second. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Werber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell takes first base on ball four. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Farrell moves to second. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Werber hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is called out on strikes. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Markham fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to second. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cook takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. Cook moves to second. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin strikes out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosenthal takes first base on ball 4. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonura strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 0-for-1 in the game. Kroner hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Markham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Werber takes first base on ball 4. Markham moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Markham scores. Werber moves to third. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Cook takes first base on ball 4. Kramer moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin misplays the ball. That's an error on Cronin. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Appling moves to third. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Appling scores. Hayes moves to second. That run is unearned. One out. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hayes scores. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 2, Red Sox, 2. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Radcliffe for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. Cronin hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. McNair reaches second base with a double. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner is 0-for-2 in the game. Croner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McNair moves to third. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Kennedy, and towards Appling, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Rosenthal strikes out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 2 in the game. Bonura hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Markham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Werber. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Werber steals second. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 0 in the game. With three walks. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hayes strikes out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 3 in the game. Cronin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. McNair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. McNair reaches second base with a double. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 0 for 3 in the game. Kroner takes first base on ball 4. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 3 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kennedy moves to third. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Rosenthal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kennedy scores. Radcliffe moves to third. It's 3-2, White Sox. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Haas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 3 in the game. Bonura hits a fly ball into left field. Werber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Radcliffe scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rosenthal. The throw from Farrell and he is safe. Rosenthal steals second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 3 in the game. Appling is walked intentionally. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rosenthal scores. Appling moves to third. It's 5-2, White Sox. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Markham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. With three walks, Werber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Werber. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kennedy bunts towards the mound. Markham picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Markham. Sewell scores. Kennedy moves to second. It's 6-2, White Sox. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kennedy scores. Radcliffe moves to second. It's 7-2, White Sox. Jack Russell now pitching. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rosenthal bunts towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. Radcliffe moves to third. One out. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Haas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kroner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bonura hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Radcliffe scores. It's 8-2, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bonura. The throw from Farrell and he is out, Cronin applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. Cook takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 4 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.